or something, you know, against something. Yes, I see it. But if it's heavy, it's over everything.
Well, what if you went out and killed all your flowers and your tomatoes? You might say, last night we had a
heavy frost.
And what was so cold last night? The water was solid. So it was so cold last night, the lake did what?
It froze over.
And so, yeah. He said, if it gets much colder tonight, the pond might
freeze.
And it had what before I got out there?
Frozen.
And what do you call the room like that that's used for special occasions?
A living room.
And what do you call this room where you sit?
The family room. A den.
And would you, if you had guests, would you entertain them there? Which room would you entertain?
Either one.
Either one?
Yeah. Well, especially, yes, you take them to the living room, but I feel like this. I don't care who they are. If I'm in here, you come, you sit where I sit. I mean, I think it's, that's the way I am, but I think the den is, if it's comfortable, and if I'm in here, I think it's, you know, you sit in the den. But most people take the special guests to the living room.
And if this ceiling is 9 what?
Feet tall.
Is that how you say it? You say this room is about 9?
Feet tall.
Yeah, all right, now what did you say about, you told me before you went through the 10th grade, but that wasn't right.
No, I only finished the 9th grade. I really did. I thought about it since then, seriously. I said, now, I got promoted to the 10th grade. And the year I had planned to go to 10th grade, I got married. Because, well, I was from a large family, and after I met my husband, said he was going to send me to school. That's one reason from here. And he didn't send me. He wouldn't let me go, I think. So I went for a while, for 20 years, and I wanted to go get another job. And so I went to the telephone office, and the lady told me, she said, go down. And she said, you can pass it. And I said, oh, I can't. She said, oh, yes, you can. So I went, and just by snapping your fingers, I passed it.
And you got your
GED test. GED, got my equivalent. So that I could get a job at the telephone office.
How long did you work at telephone office?
I didn't work. I didn't like it. I couldn't stand it. The buzzes, my nerves.
So you didn't work that
at all? No, after she helped me, I didn't work. I let her down. I went to General Hospital and worked that.
Did he work that? So how old were you when you got married?
16.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And? 16, the 29th of April, and I got married the 9th of August.
9th of August. So you just turned 16?
Just turned 16.
You've been married ever since?
Ever since. That's been a long time. At least it's been about, this is just 76, 40, 30 years, right?
30 years? That is a long time.
It will be, really, won't it? It will be this year, tonight.
Oh, but I wanted to ask you something else, too. You said that a female sheep was called a what?
I never knew about the sheep. So I told you about. Only thing I know about. I wonder why you didn't get in the goat field. That's what I knew about goats.
What would you call a female pig?
A nanny.
And so would you? Well, if you just saw a female sheep, what would you call it?
A sheep, because I don't know anything about those things.
Have you ever heard of a
ewe? You tried to tell me that.
A youth?
I may have heard about it, but it didn't, you know, it didn't register, because I don't know anything about sheep. We never studied them. Our son was, like I said, nearby once. People grow them, like, way off, and you see them maybe occasions, but I never know anything about sheep.
And what would you call it if somebody, if a woman was crying a lot at a funeral? Out of her mind, sort of. What would you call Would you have a name for that? Or
yeah, it would have a name. The same thing when you get happy and shout, what you call that?
I say I'm elated then.
Emotional.
She gets what?
Get emotional.
So you say she gets emotional when she does that. And if woman was putting on makeup and all that, you say she was doing what?
She'd be getting dressing up.